Welcome to this week's Lazy Runners. We had the shock of the weekend. I suppose it's a shock if I'm concerned, maybe not Thando, but the Kings beat the Bulls.
Shock? No. Humble pie? How was that?
No humble pie. Uh-huh. They deserve to win. Well done, Kings. Uh-huh. Long live the Kings. There I said it.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, but let's get into some real rugby this weekend coming up. So a big game overseas, a huge game of consequence for South African teams. Crusaders Hurricanes, a massive game in itself. But what we'll be wanting there is that the Crusaders lose to give the Lions a chance to claim their top spot.
It's possible that the Hurricanes at home can beat the Crusaders. They've got the players. The players have got the form. Jordy Barrett was brilliant in that last test. Bowden Barrett. Julian also. They've got the players to upset a very well-coached, well-drilled Crusaders side.
Let's go around to South African teams. Of course, the big game in South Africa. Lions Sharks, both teams really don't really need this game, but Lions need to get the points because they want to finish up top. And the Sharks, they rested all their Springboks against the Bulls. Now they're going to have them back for this game, so it's going to be quite a cracker.
The Sharks are a weird one for me because one moment they play brilliant rugby, then the next they are disappointed. Lions for me will take it because they've got a lot riding on this. They'll know what they need to do by the time they play the match.
Oh, you see, Rowan Janssen van Rensburg is likely to be back for the Lions as well. I think it's going to be quite a good game as well. The Bulls against the Stormers. Bulls really been terrible this year. Unacceptable was Nolis Marais' words, and I think we all echo that. They seem to grow an extra leg when they play the Stormers. Stormers will want momentum, but the Bulls are not a force that they were.
I said this to you last week, Fortress Loftus doesn't scare a lot of people at the moment. These guys are fighting for more than just winning a game. Mm. Bulls players will want to make an impression for John Mitchell coming in. We saw a lot of disappointed fans last week at Loftus. They'll want to redeem themselves with those loyal fans who came out last week.
Then we go back to the final game of the weekend, the Cheetahs Kings. Both teams out of Super Rugby now. Both teams only got pride to play for, but the Kings are looking for their perfect cap to the season.
Firstly, we need to address the Cheetahs season. Franco came into the season, everyone was expecting a lot from the Cheetahs. They'd go that a step further than they have in past seasons, and they haven't. The Kings have improved a hell of a lot. They've shown the output curve. They've won the hearts of many South Africans. Yeah, it's the end of the road for two very good teams who have consistently produced talent for this country.
I think the big thing there is as well is what lies ahead for them. We don't know. Now that there's a lot of rumours swirling about. Nothing set in stone. Let's hope there's an outcome that both teams have got a future as well. I reckon the Kings are going to win that one.
It's going to be a tie fest. I'll give you that. Both teams can run the ball. They're very good at it. Kings at home with that crowd, hopefully a full crowd in PE, should win it, but it's going to be close.
And so both teams remind us exactly why they were in the competition as well and what we're going to be missing once they go out. Of course, all these games are live on SuperSport this weekend and on the DStv Now app as well. Thando and Johan will be doing a live blog on Saturday, so give them some stick if you don't agree with their predictions. That's it for this week. It's the last round of Super Rugby. We'll see you next week. We'll know what's going on in the playoffs.